To make sure you're not one of the people calling 911 today, he recommends...
limit the activity of what's going on in the kitchen. Keeping young children out of the kitchen, your pets, and always stay in the kitchen to monitor your cooking.
And he says make sure your smoke alarms are working and that you have an escape plan just in case. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, even astronauts in the International Space Station won't have to do without a Thanksgiving dinner.
There are 3 Americans, 2 Russians, and 1 Italian in orbit around the Earth, who will rip into single-serving bags of mashed potatoes, candied yams, cornbread stuffing, and cranberry apple dessert. All they have to do is add some hot water and eat. Commander Ray Bresnik says he'll miss his wife's home cooking this year, but he'll appreciate next year's Thanksgiving even more. Astronaut Mark Vandehei said he expects to eat a lot, then take a nap, just like when he's home in Houston. And Joe Acaba says celebrating in space is a special treat all of its own. The NASA astronauts say they won't have the day off. They'll be working on Thanksgiving, gathering with their international crewmates in the evening for the big meal. I'm John Stolmus.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 23,526, the NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports, the Wizards lose in overtime to the Hornets. The Caps beat the Senators. College basketball, George Mason loses, Navy wins. And the Redskins host the New York Giants tonight in a game you can hear right here on WMAL. Our broadcast starts at 7:30. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. I would certainly be remiss if I didn't remind our listeners that beginning at 7 o'clock in Alexandria, the turkey trot on Mount Vernon Avenue will begin. And so, between 7 and noon, Mount Vernon Avenue will be closed. This report sponsored by Spot Hero. Now, the inner loop of the Beltway at 95-395, there's an accident investigation ongoing. Serious injuries are reported. 2 right lanes and the off-ramp are blocked. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Beginning to build in volume. It's a 13-minute trip. It should only take you about 9 or 10. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. You're tapping the brakes here. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway is a 20-minute commute. 66 eastbound just past Scott Street. There's an accident blocking all lanes. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And did I mention that for Thanksgiving Day, Metro Rail's trains are running on a Sunday schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run sunshine across the area on this Thanksgiving Day. Gorgeous day at 48 degrees. In the mid-30s tonight, we'll see sunshine back on Black Friday with highs into the mid-50s, but that's about average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Centerville, 27 in Silver Spring, 32 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. The search continues for 3 people still missing after the crash of a Navy plane off the coast of Japan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. appreciate you being here. So, you know, it's almost like, how much time do I want to spend on Washington's creepy elite? We've got Michigan Democrat John Conyers facing calls to step down after allegations he has been harassing women and covering it up, of course, and that these folks were paid off with taxpayer funds. We do have that story out there today. We do have a couple more women accusing Al Franken. That story is out. Texas Republican Joe Barton is now apologizing for a leaked nude photo of him online. And so it just goes on and on. We all know what's happening with the Roy Moore campaign. His communications director has now quit. We have folks demanding or asking that Al Franken step down. Also, folks are asking John Conyers to step down as well. Not sure about Joe Barton. You know, the situation with Joe Barton is, in a way, it's sad and extraordinarily pathetic and yes, creepy and completely avoidable. You know, Joe Barton is a guy, he's a Texas Republican. He ends up getting separated and eventually divorced. But after he separated from his second wife, he became involved with a woman and sent some very suggestive photographs and also some messages as well. And so now it looks like the situation with Joe Barton is that this is perhaps a case of revenge porn, where this woman or one of the women, somebody, got a hold of these photographs and they put it up online. So now there are nude selfies of Texas Republican Joe Barton all over the internet. I was talking about this yesterday, and some very passive aggressive listeners decided to send me the photographs. Thank you very much. I was able to avoid them for the most part yesterday, and then people started sending them to me. Thank you so much for that. So Joe Barton finds himself in a very awkward position. Although what we don't know is with Barton, with Texas Republican Barton, it seems like this was a consensual situation. But, you know, one of the things that we always have to tell our kids is, and this is one of these stories where I will always share these things with my kids, and you should too. This is a classic case of when you think you know somebody, you may not. And so at one point in a relationship with someone else, you may think, well, you know what? It's perfectly safe to send this kind of a selfie. And then when this relationship goes south, this is what happens. So you always have to be, and I hate to say this, but you always have to be sort of forward thinking. And so that is now what is going on with Joe Barton. Is a relationship apparently went south, and now the pictures that he sent to a one-time girlfriend are now on the internet. And so he finds himself in a very awkward position, to say the least. And of course, there are very serious allegations against John Conyers and again Al Franken. And so the hit parade continues on Capitol Hill. I wonder if all of this is just the tip of the iceberg. I would believe that it is. I think that one of the things that we're going to see as 2017 wraps up and heading through 2018 is the fact that this is going to be the years where a lot of these allegations of sexual harassment and sexual abuse and all these kinds of things that we've been dealing with over the past couple of months, I think it is going to continue to explode, whether it is Hollywood, whether it is journalism. We all know what happened with Charlie Rose. So I think, and certainly on Capitol Hill, so I think that this is one of those storylines and one of those narratives that is going to continue in the public eye. Now, there was a new poll. 60% of American women say they have experienced sexual harassment. Now, we all know about the Me Too campaign on Twitter. According to the poll, 60% of those surveyed indeed said they have experienced sexual harassment. Among the women who said they have been harassed, 69% said they've been harassed at work. 43% say they've been harassed in social settings. 45% said they've been harassed on the street. 15% said the harassment took place at home. Meanwhile, 20% of the male voters surveyed said they have experienced sexual harassment as well. Now, part of what I'm curious about is how are we defining sexual harassment these days? Because it does seem to me that there is a difference between sexual harassment and basically boorish behavior. You know, if you are somebody who is, and this is all up for discussion, I assume, but if you're a beautiful female and you're walking down the street and somebody whistles at you, I don't know if I would call that sexual harassment. Is it boorish, pig-like behavior? Yes, it is. However, is it sexual harassment? I don't know. I would say that in the case of, say, for example, just to use an example, you have the situation with Charlie Rose, where you have, or John Conyers, and I told you about this story in the last hour, where there is the absolute latest allegation on Conyers is that he invited a lawyer over to his office, and when she walks in, his pants are off. Now, we know what happened with Charlie Rose, where he invited a woman over to his house, a dozen times, and he's basically walking around naked. I don't understand what is up with these guys, but clearly that is sexual harassment. And you could go down the road of, is this simply creepy behavior? Is this sexual harassment? Is this something far deeper from a psychological problem in the twisted heads, I will say, in the twisted minds of guys like John Conyers and guys like Charlie Rose? Is this some sort of a power maneuver? Those are all things that, frankly, are up to the psychologist to deal with, and I'm sure that we're going to hear more about this in the days and weeks ahead. But I do think that it does warrant a conversation as to what exactly is sexual harassment, and is that definition changing, because it seems like it does seem to be changing. I mean, I hearken back to a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago related to President George H.W. Bush, a guy in a wheelchair, and he is being accused of sexual assault by a woman who says that he, in his wheelchair, touched her backside with, of course, his rather awkward joke, who's my favorite magician, David Copperfield. You remember that story. So, but to say that that is sexual assault, well, if you look at the dictionary definition of sexual assault, it is defined as any unwanted touching. I do think that we do need to be careful not to dismiss some of the more violent episodes of sexual assault that happen in this country, and what I would say anyway as something that I wouldn't say it's innocent, but when you have a man in a wheelchair touching the backside of a woman, is that the same thing? Is that sexual assault as opposed to when a man will throw a woman against a wall and do all of these horrific things to her? So I think that to say that what George H.W. Bush is alleged to have done and what some of these other men have done to women as far as sexual assault goes, to call those the same thing, I'm not sure that is doing the conversation any justice. But what defines sexual harassment and what defines sexual assault, I think, seems to be changing in front of our eyes. My name is Dan Mandis, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Mary and Vince. It is 6:15. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Right now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, here is Art Andrews.
Thanks, Dan. And right now in Arlington, 66 eastbound, just past Scott Street, all lanes are blocked because of an accident. Two vehicles are into a ditch, mile marker 74. The Beltway's inner loop at 95, 395, an accident investigation still ongoing. Two right lanes and the off-ramp are blocked. 95 northbound between Quantico and Dale City, a 12-minute trip, not too bad. The Southeast-Southwest Freeway eastbound from 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue, just a bit sluggish, no problems, serious problems anyway. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound from 50 to the Beltway, a 7-minute trip. And because it is Thanksgiving Day, Metro Rail trains are running on a Sunday schedule. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, that weather's looking good. Today, plenty of sunshine, a high of 48. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 34. Right now, it is 32 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Potomac Petals and Plants has the perfect Hanukkah accessories for your family celebrations. Designer menorahs by Jonathan Adler and Mackenzie Childs, plus candles, dreidels, and more. Your one-stop Hanukkah shop is Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
6:16, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Listen, I would much rather talk about turkey recipes as well, but it's in the news. All of these yucky allegations against Conyers and Joe Barton, Al Franken. We got the Charlie Rose situation that continues to percolate out there. But listen, I'll take your mashed potato recipes as well. There are apparently issues with a U.S. Christmas tree shortage that may cause a price hike this year. Apparently, there have been some fires in North Carolina and Oregon, and so now there is indeed a Christmas tree shortage. Now, for the record, I'm a guy who is a fan of fake Christmas trees, and it happened way back when I was about 19 years old. It's a true story. I'm 19 years old. I'm in my first apartment, and it's my first Christmas out on my own, and I go out and I get a real Christmas tree. Don't you know, I was such a numbnuts. I was such a knucklehead at the age of 19. I left my Christmas tree up until March. And I finally got to the point where I was able to get a date over to my house, and I realized in my little bachelor apartment, and I realized, you know what, I got this girl coming over, and I still have my damn Christmas tree in March. So I dragged this Christmas tree out of my apartment in the dead of night, out of my apartment, down the concourse in the hallway, to the elevator, down three floors, out into the dumpster. And I think I'm really clever, right? Because I was able to sneak my Christmas tree out in the dead of night without any kind of notice from anybody, especially the apartment manager. So then I wake up in the morning and I go to work, and I get this voicemail message on my answering machine when I got home. You remember those days. And it's from the apartment manager. And you know what she says? She says, "Dan, it is now mid-March. Clearly you are the one that has strewn Christmas tree needles, dead Christmas tree needles, obviously the thing was a fire hazard, from your apartment, down the hallway, into the elevator, through the lobby, and all the way to the dumpster. You're the one that did that." And her final words on that answering machine from my former apartment manager was, "You're an adult now, Dan. Act like it." And from that moment on, it was all about fake Christmas trees for me. And according to this new survey, some folks may want to think about that. There is indeed a shortage of local Christmas trees in several U.S. states, and it's likely to make prices rise and the window to find a good tree smaller. According to reports, tree farms in North Carolina and Oregon have been hit the hardest by the nationwide shortfall this year. The smaller supply is expected to hike prices by as much as 10% during the holiday rush. They say there is a touch of an undersupply. A July report says that recent droughts and wildfires in two states may keep the tree shortage until 2025. And again, the two states are North Carolina and Oregon. The study noted that the number of Christmas trees being planted across the country has also dropped dramatically, falling from 5.6 million in 2010 to 3.7 million in 2015. Now, I do wonder why that is. I wonder if more people, because let's face it, dealing with the Christmas tree is somewhat of a pain in the butt, right? Because you either have to go out to the garage and you've got to get the Christmas tree and you got to haul it into the living room, or you've got to drive out to one of these Christmas tree places and buy one, and then you put it on your car, you take it home. And during my childhood, I was one of those families, my family was one of those families where we're driving the Christmas tree home, and don't you know, the thing flies off the car, it ends up falling into the street, it's run over by a semi, my mom and dad get into a really big fight. I mean, it goes on and on. My relationship with Christmas trees over the years. They're saying the Christmas shoppers buying their tree between November 25th and December 1st are likely to get the best selection and avoid any last-minute price hike. So, there is an ongoing conversation, typically amongst my family and friends, as to whether or not they should get a live Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree. Also, do you get the Christmas tree flocked or not flocked? I'm at the point now where I need to get, because I'm recently single, so I don't even have a Christmas tree right now. I'm thinking, though, that I'm going to celebrate Black Friday by going to get a fake Christmas tree this year, and because it's easier and it's a lot less cleanup. My name is Dan Mandis, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall, Thanksgiving edition of 2017. A lot of folks thinking about Black Friday, but as you know, Black Friday isn't nearly as relevant as it once was, because a lot of stores, they are opening early. They're opening today on Thanksgiving. It's almost like Black Friday I would say it's almost a thing of the past because we have, and I don't know what you call Thanksgiving, if Black Friday is Black Friday, I don't know if you call a Thanksgiving something else, but basically a lot of stores opening today on Thanksgiving through Black Friday. Then, of course, you have a lot of the shopping online as well. So next 4 days, a lot of money is going to be spent, and we'll see what the numbers show as far as a strong economy goes, how much people are spending. And from Aaron Vince, it is, again, Dan Mandis on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
625 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, say good morning to Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. Gotta love your Christmas tree story. That's the best. If you're, for some reason you're running to catch a train, Metrorail this Thanksgiving Day is running on a Sunday schedule. And this report is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now on Arlington, eastbound 66, just past Scott Street, we're still dealing with an accident, which is blocking all lanes. It's been like this for about an hour, so two vehicles are involved. As for the Beltway's inner loop at 95, 395, an accident investigation ongoing. The police and the fire department there still keeping two right lanes and the off-ramp closed. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 15-minute commute, not too bad. Headed south on 270, southbound, as I say, from 70 to 121. It's a little bit sluggish, and 5 northbound between Surratt, Shortcut Road and Surratt Road, about a 9-minute trip. Should only take you about 4 or 5. And eastbound 66 from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, it's a 10-minute trip. That is about a normal 6-minute commute. You know, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run sunshine across the area on this Thanksgiving Day. Gorgeous day at 48 degrees. In the mid-30s tonight, we'll see sunshine back on Black Friday with highs into the mid-50s, but that's about average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 33 degrees in our nation's capital on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. Appreciate you being here. Again, it is Mornings on the Mall, Thanksgiving Day of 2017. Hope you're having a good one. Lots to talk about today. Of course, we do have all of the general creepiness on Capitol Hill. We'll continue to cover that. Of course, we have more and more allegations coming out against a Michigan Democrat, John Conyers, as he faces calls to step down after allegations that he harassed women on his staff. Also, we do have the situation with Texas Republican Joe Barton, who is now apologizing for a leaked nude photo of him online, and the communications director for Roy Moore has now decided to call it quits, and two more women have accusations against Al Franken. So the general creepiness on Capitol Hill continues to unfold. Uber is in a whole lot of trouble for a couple of different reasons. Now, you remember that in the last couple of days, we heard that Uber Technologies paid hackers $100,000 to keep secret a massive breach last year that exposed the personal information of about 57 million accounts of the ride service provider. And so Uber is definitely under fire. I've got some more details on that story that is somewhat off the beaten path, and another Uber story out of Colorado that you've got to hear. That is straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up on 630. Hope you're doing well. And we got Mornings on the Mall, Thanksgiving Day of 2017. Hope it's a good one for you. Coming up next, we wrap up our conversations of issues with Uber. And also, we have the TSA deciding now that this weekend, one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, to implement new screening rules. That story as well, straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Bill Thompson. Virginia Democrats have been rebuffed in their effort to have a judge block the State Board of Elections from certifying the results of a very tight House of Delegates race in Northern Virginia. The judge said no to the request. The Elections Board is now set to meet Monday, and officials say they'll have little choice but to certify Republican Bob Thomas as the winner over Democrat Joshua Cole. Thanksgiving is often a busy day for firefighters. Mark Brady's with Prince George's County Fire.
We have seen some tragedies of Thanksgiving Day cooking where people needed to make some last-minute reservations at an open restaurant. So we ask everybody just be safe and have a great Thanksgiving.
Brady says fires often result from having too many people in the kitchen all trying to cook at the same time. Well, the Four Seasons Hotel in Georgetown will be hosting their 18th annual Thanksgiving meal for D.C.'s first responders and other public servants.
We want to make sure that as many people know that whenever they're working on Thanksgiving Day, they're welcome to join us at the hotel from 11 to 2 o'clock and come for a really special Thanksgiving meal since they're taking care of us instead of being with their family.
Liliana Baldessari with the Four Seasons says they even have a separate station for to-go meals for first responders who can't actually sit down and enjoy their meals on site. The Central Union Mission in Northwest D.C. will be providing hot Thanksgiving meals for both lunch and dinner today, spokeswoman Deborah Chambers.
At the shelter, we're serving homeless men that are unable to go home for the holidays, as well as other homeless neighbors that will wander in, including women and children.
She says, in fact, the Central Union Mission has been serving meals every day since its founding in 1884. Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 23,526. The Nasdaq at 68,67. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Wizards blow a fourth-quarter lead and lose to Charlotte in overtime. The Caps beat Ottawa. College basketball, a win for Navy, a loss for George Mason. And the Redskins take on the Giants at FedEx Field tonight. You can hear the game right here on WMAL. Our broadcast starts at 7:30. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's four locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where, on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. ChildHelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to JoeHadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
Don't miss Cabela's Black Friday Doorbuster Sale for 5 hours only. Save $50 after mail-in rebate on a Remington UMC 9mm handgun bucket of ammo. Get Cabela's O2 Octane Performance hoodies for only $19.99. And save $60 on a Nikon Aculon Camo Rangefinder. Plus, be one of the first 600 in line to receive a free giveaway. Doors open at 5 a.m. Can't wait? Cabela's is now open on Thanksgiving Day. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Join the American Pops Orchestra as they host the holidays at the theater at MGM National Harbor, Friday, December 15th at 8 p.m. This special performance will be conducted by Luke Frazier and features special appearances from Rumor Willis, Lea Delaria from Orange is the New Black, Mobley, and DC's own favorite Broadway stars. They'll be performing holiday classics, including White Christmas, Santa Baby, and Merry Christmas, Darling. Tickets start at $55 and can be purchased on MGMNationalHarbor.com. Reserve your tickets now.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you. In Arlington, 66 eastbound, just beyond Scott Street, we're still dealing with an accident. It is over to the shoulder now. Two vehicles are involved. Police are there. The inner loop of the Beltway in Alexandria at 95-395, an accident investigation ongoing. Two right lanes and the off-ramp remain blocked. The outer loop of the Beltway between Route 4 and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 10-minute trip. Route 5 northbound between Shortcut Road and Surratt's Road, about a 9 or 10-minute trip, just a little bit slower than normal. 395 headed north from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. A tap of the brakes here. As for Mass Transit, because it is Thanksgiving Day, Metrorail has its trains running on a Sunday schedule. Now the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sun, 48 today. Tonight down to the mid-30s. Sun's back tomorrow. A little chilly to start for holiday shoppers. Then as we get into the afternoon, sunny 55. We'll stay in the 50s on Saturday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Warrenton, 26 in Olney, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 636 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Dan Mandison from Marion Vince. Thanksgiving Day of 2017. Hope you have a great one. Uber problems for Uber. How many of you are taking Uber right now? Now, you know the stories here in the last couple of days regarding Uber and the fact that they made the absolutely wretched decision to pay hackers $100,000 to keep secret that massive breach last year that exposed the personal intel of about 57 million accounts of the ride service provider. Discovery of the U.S. company's cover-up of the incident resulted in the firing of a couple of employees, and goes on and on. The stolen information included names, email addresses, and mobile phone numbers of Uber users around the world, and the names and license numbers of 600,000 U.S. drivers. Now, here's the thing, folks. I mean, if we're going to continue to do things online, I hate to say this, but aren't we accepting the fact that our information will more than likely get hacked? I have had information stolen from, I believe it's Uber, Target, and there was one other one that I was notified of where I had paid with some sort of a card or whatever it was, and I was notified by the company that my information was indeed out there because it was hacked. And unfortunately, I think it's just one of those things that we as Americans in certainly a technologically driven era have to deal with. It's unacceptable. And certainly Uber, by keeping this secret, they've made a bad decision here. But ultimately, it's up to us to decide whether or not we want to continue to put our information out there. Now, they say that Uber passengers need not worry, as there was no evidence, they say, of fraud, while drivers whose license numbers had been stolen would be offered free identity theft protection and credit monitoring. And Uber says they're going to change the business, blah, blah, blah. Here's what's interesting about this, though, is they talked to the FBI, and the FBI says that these days it apparently does indeed pay to be a hacker. Although payments to hackers are rarely publicly discussed, the FBI and private security companies have now told Reuters that an increasing number of companies are paying criminal hackers to recover stolen data. They say the economics of being a bad guy on the internet today are increasingly favorable. So I guess if radio after 30 years doesn't work for me, I can always become a hacker. Uber, they say, has a history of failing to protect driver and passenger data. Hackers previously stole info about Uber drivers, and the company acknowledged in 2014 that its employees had used a software tool called GodView to track passengers. So Uber has a lot of problems right now, but it is interesting that hackers these days are being paid off, apparently, according to the FBI. So it does indeed pay to be a hacker. By the way, as far as Uber goes, Colorado, I wonder how many states this is an issue in. Colorado has now fined Uber $9 million, or almost $9 million, $8.9 million, because of the fact that they had nearly 60 problem drivers. Now, what is a problem driver? Well, a problem driver is a driver with a serious criminal or motor vehicle offense to work for the company. How do you know? It's a question you got to ask yourself. Who is driving you if you're getting into the car of an Uber driver? They say in the 18-month investigation, it found the drivers were allowed to work for Uber in Colorado despite having previous felony convictions, including a former prison escapee. Seriously? Major traffic violations or problems with their driver's licenses. And they say that those drivers should have passed the background check, allowing them to work for the company. They say that these folks should not have passed the background check, allowing them to work for the company because of the fact that had they done an appropriate background check, these things would have come up. And apparently they did not. The rules require Uber to perform a criminal history check, get the driver's history as well, and have a valid driver's license, according to the Denver Post. And all of these things should have disqualified these drivers under these laws, but they were allowed to drive anyway. And these actions put the safety of passengers in extreme jeopardy. Apparently, 12 of these drivers had felony convictions, 17 had major moving violations, 63 had driver's license issues, and 3 had interlock driver's licenses required after, yes, a DUI conviction. Uber has just 10 days to pay 50% of the massive fine online or a hearing to contest the penalty. So these are big problems for Uber, and I remember last couple of years on WMAL, as a matter of fact, I've talked a little bit about some controversies with Uber. And don't get me wrong, I don't really care about Uber either way. I have plenty of friends to drive me to the airport, and I don't necessarily go out and get drunk, and so I don't need to Uber home. But I will say this, is that with Uber, there's a controversy over whether or not they should allow people who have these kinds of problems to drive their cars anyway. And so given the fact that it varies by state, apparently, and so they're in the state of Colorado, they do have some rules in place. The problem is that they didn't follow the rules. And they were not able to, for whatever reason, to pick up these problems in the background checks of these people who were driving folks just like you and me. And it only takes one horrific incident of an Uber driver to do something untoward to one of their passengers for these stories to take a really horrific turn. So Uber finds itself in a lot of trouble. We'll have to see how they react to this story, if they just pay off the fine, or are they going to make the institutional changes that they need to do to remain competitive in this free market economy. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important. Yeah. That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
right,
on our
exactly.
own. We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help. And then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Time for an oil change? At Advance Auto Parts, we have everything you need all in one place. Our knowledgeable team members are ready to answer all your questions, and they'll help you find the oil filter that's right for your car. We'll also recycle your used motor oil absolutely free. In fact, last year we recycled over 5.5 million gallons, continuing our commitment to being a green retailer. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. Recycling not available in California.
It's 6:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, say good morning and happy Thanksgiving to Art Andrews. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan. Good morning to you and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. In Arlington, 66 eastbound, just past Scott Street, there is an accident. Police have it over to the shoulder now, but still the area is very congested. In Alexandria, the Beltway's inner loop at 395-395, an accident investigation ongoing, still blocking two right lanes in the off-ramp. Now, don't forget, in Alexandria, in just a few minutes, the turkey trot will begin on Mount Vernon Avenue, and so Mount Vernon Avenue will be closed from 7 to noon between Braddock Road and Euler Avenue. As far as 295, the Anacostia Freeway northbound is concerned, between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, it's beginning to build in some volume. 50 westbound from the Beltway to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a 9-minute trip now,
It's about 5 minutes more than it should normally take you. And Metro Rail's all trains running on this Thanksgiving Day on a Sunday schedule. Keep that in mind. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL weather channel forecast.
Good looking Thanksgiving Day forecast. Lots of sunshine now as high pressure is in high and dry over the next few days. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Plenty of sun, 48 today. Tonight down to the mid-30s. Sun's back tomorrow. A little chilly to start for holiday shoppers. Then as we get into the afternoon, sunny 55. We'll stay in the 50s on Saturday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it is 33 degrees in our nation's capital.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Of course, David Cassidy died a few days ago, a couple days ago, at the age of 67. And I know that there's been a lot of conversation about David Cassidy. One of the things that I thought was interesting about his life story is the fact that this is a guy who had many family issues because of his alcoholism. But on his final days, and this is almost bittersweet, because in the final days of David Cassidy's life, and as you may know, he had dementia as well, although he wasn't so far gone that he wasn't able to recognize his family members. But in his final days, his family reunited in support of him. And of course, they had a whole bunch of family issues because of his alcoholism. And certainly, I'm sure that his loss of fame and his very difficult life story also led to a lot of these family issues. But you know, one of the things that I always say when you hear about these families that all of a sudden rush to the bedside of a dying loved one is the fact that oftentimes when these family members are estranged and then only to reunite for the final days or the final hours of someone's life, on the one hand, it makes for a great story, doesn't it? But on the other hand, I feel it's kind of sad, because when you look at the amount of wasted time that these family members, where they could have been enjoying a relationship with their loved one, instead they rush for the final hours. And it does get a little frustrating, because I've got some personal experience with this, to be perfectly honest, in my family, where, you know, we did have a relative who was dying, and there was all of these stupid battles in between my dying relative and other people within the family. And then we get word that my particular relative is on his deathbed. And of course, everybody puts all the problems aside and goes rushing to the hospital. And I thought, you know, and just like in the case of David Cassidy, you've got all of these estranged relationships. And all of a sudden, everybody lets bygones be bygones, apparently, for the final hours. And I think, well, what a wasted opportunity. How many wasted holidays, how many wasted phone conversations have been had over family members fighting only to forgive in the final hours, when had they just forgiven years earlier, they could have enjoyed a very positive relationship, in this case with David Cassidy. But this is something that we see all the time. And I always think the same thing, which is I think about all of those Thanksgivings that I had in my family over the years, where you have battling family members, and on occasion they get to the point where they are estranged, and all of a sudden people start dying. And when people start dying, you start to realize how utterly stupid and ridiculous some of these various familial battles are. And so here we are at Thanksgiving of 2017, and a lot of families are dealing with, say, for example, politics and family feuds and a lot of other things that drive families apart. And I think it's really sad, because ultimately, hopefully, at some point, those families will be able to re-engage. Unfortunately, though, we see this all too often, where families are estranged until the final hours. And to me, there's so many wasted opportunities. It is Dan Mandis in for Marion Vince right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription, safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family, loved ones.
NOVAC encourages you to donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening, responding.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 20th through 25th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
6:55 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Thanksgiving Day 2017. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thanks. Not too many issues on this Thanksgiving morning in the area, but there are still some pesky issues to talk about. One is in Arlington, eastbound 66 past Scott Street. We're still dealing with an accident. It has been moved over to the shoulder, but it's still causing some delays. In Alexandria, the inner loop of the Beltway at 395, an accident investigation goes on and on. Two right lanes remain blocked, as does the off-ramp. Route 5 northbound between Shortcut Road and Surratt's Road, a 10-minute trip, and that, by the way, is twice the normal travel time. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue is a 6-minute commute now. It should only take you about three. 395's HOV lanes northbound slow going from the Beltway to Route 1. And for Thanksgiving Day, Metrorail's trains are running on a Sunday schedule. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful Thanksgiving forecast. Hopefully everybody's going to enjoy it. I cannot control the traffic, which should be light today, but tomorrow for holiday shoppers, the weather is going to be just as nice and a little warmer. Today, 48, sunshine. Tonight, in the mid-30s, suburbs a little colder. Sun comes back tomorrow with a high in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny upper 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now it is 33 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Virginia Department of Transportation.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass or EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Thanksgiving Day 2017. Dan Mandison, Fort Marion, Vince, appreciate you being here. What would you do if your relative wanted to charge you $30 to come eat Thanksgiving dinner at their house? Well, apparently that has been floated as an idea on social media. They're talking about a Thanksgiving fee. Some folks are making family members pay a cover charge. The question became a hot conversation on social media. There was support on both sides, with the majority of people saying they would not cough up $30 for a dinner hosted by friends or family. So apparently the idea recently sent the Twitterverse into a frenzy when word spread that someone's aunt was charging $30 a head at her Thanksgiving dinner. Now, I can make the argument both sides, but when I talked about this earlier this week, I had one person actually call up and say, well, this is great because it gives me a reason not to go to Thanksgiving dinner at my relative's house, which I thought was kind of funny, as a matter of fact. Now, they went around and started talking to some etiquette experts, and here's what Lisa Ritchie says. She is a founder of the American Academy of Etiquette, and she says that while guests should always offer to bring something, the onus, as she says, is on the host. When you offer to host an event at your home, you have to accept responsibility, and part of that is the financial piece of that. And so charging folks, for example, relatives and friends and family, $30 to come into your home and have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, apparently bad etiquette. Now, one of the things that I've always been interested in is the traditional or the typical cost of a Thanksgiving meal. And I looked it up this year. Apparently, the cost of your basic Thanksgiving meal, we're talking about turkey, we're talking about potatoes, we're talking about gravy and all the other stuff. Apparently, the average family is spending roughly $65 to $70 for Thanksgiving meals. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Marion Vince on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Bill Thompson. A federal judge has rejected an effort to block the Virginia State Elections Board from certifying the results in a House race where officials say some voters got the wrong ballots on Election Day. Meanwhile, Republicans are threatening to take the Board of Elections to court if it doesn't certify the results.
Democrats are trying to overturn the duly elected member of the House of Delegates, Bob Thomas, and we're very concerned about that.
Chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, tells the Larry O'Connor Show Republicans are ready to file a lawsuit Monday
that directs a government official to do what they're required to do. In this case, the State Board of Elections certifying that Bob Thomas is the winner.
Heather Curtis on WMAL. WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, on this Thanksgiving Day, it looks like there is still at least one thing we can all agree on, what to be thankful for.
Talking to people here at Reagan National on their way to their Thanksgiving destinations, it looks like everyone's on the same page.
Probably the most important thing are thankful to be together for what we have.
Thankful for family, that we're all healthy and doing well, and I've got grandchildren.
Everyone also agrees on what won't be mentioned at the Thanksgiving table tonight.
Politics. Definitely politics.
We pretty much just talk about family stuff, avoid the politics and all that.
And Reagan National Airport, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The holiday season kicks off today with the 91st annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
More than 200,000 people turned out last night to watch the pre-parade balloon inflation.
I like Hello Kitty.
I like the Charlie Brown one.
Security is a top priority in the wake of the Halloween terrorist attack. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill.
There's going to be thousands of cops there.
Trucks and police cars will block access to the parade route at every intersection. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Texas Congressman Joe Barton is apologizing after a nude photo of him circulated on social media. The Washington Post reports Barton told a woman to whom he had sent sexually explicit photos and messages that he would report her to police if she released any of them.
Barton warned her against using the explicit images he had sent her in a way that would negatively affect his career, vowing that he would go to the Capitol Hill police over her threats. The woman told the Post that she took the phone call as a threat, and Congressman Barton says it was to stop her from publicly releasing the images as revenge porn, which Texas outlawed in 2015.
Correspondent Sunlin Serfati. For the family of a Baltimore police detective who was killed in the line of duty last week, this Thanksgiving leaves a lot more questions as the search for the killer continues.
Baltimore's police commissioner says Detective Sean Suter was killed the day before he was set to testify